How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, that is the most important thing I do, I think. I mean, we have guests on that are experts, and in a moment I will tell you who will be on the show today. But really, the most important thing I do, I think, is to take your telephone call, also your email. So do call 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, or email petworldsteve@petworldradio.net. Did I get that right? steve@petworldradio.net. So I love this notion, cat-friendly veterinary practices. Veterinary practices that say, we are going to do better, we will do better, we have to do better for cats. How are they doing that? And does it really make a difference? Dr. Elizabeth Collarin will be here to talk about it. It's amazing what's happening, or maybe not, because, yes, I did predict it last year. I said that we are going to see more and more tick disease across America. That is affecting people, arguably even more than pets, because we can do a whole lot to protect our pets, much more than we can do for people. And I will chat about what's going on in the state of Pennsylvania, which, as I say, if you listen to me talk about it and talk about it and talk about it last year, not a surprise to you. Dr. Rod Yopi will be here to talk about the American Association of Human Animal Bond Veterinarians, that intrinsic bond we have with our pets that, frankly, I think we're only beginning to understand. But again, most of all, your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS. Liv in Florida. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm well, thank you very much. You must have a question.
Yes, our problem is we have an 8-year-old domestic short hair cat called Mac. He's adorable. But anyway, the problem we have is after eating, he brings up his food. Now, he does this fairly regularly, and it's totally undigested.
Mm.
We've tried sensitive digestion products. What's puzzling about this is he'll do it for 2 or 3 days, and then it wouldn't happen for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
And he's not listless, he's playful, he's, I'd say, 99% indoor cat. He does, you know, sneak out sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But, so it's not a hairball. It's just he doesn't digest it.
I understand. One of two possibilities, assuming you're correct, and I believe you are, if you say they are not hairballs, they're not.
Mm. There's nothing in there at all. No,
yeah.
just the food.
Yeah. So do you feed your cat all at once and say, here's your food?
No, he gets little portions at a time.
How little?
Yeah. Maybe a couple of tablespoons.
Hmm. Because what's common, if it happens, does it happen right after your cat eats?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's common from just based on your description is cats who scarf down their food, or dogs for that matter,
yeah,
and pretty much inhale their food.
Yes.
It comes right back up.
Yeah.
So if you could feed your cat out of, is it moist food or dry food?
No, it is dry food.
So if you could feed your cat out of, say, little play and treat balls, we could send you a couple of those. They're little plastic balls with a hole.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, most brands of kibble do fit in. You teach your cat how to roll it around. A piece or two or three of kibble tumbles out of the hole at a time, and your cat can't possibly scarf down all the food that
yeah.
way. But there are all sorts of other little tricks, too. You could put food in one of those little plastic tops that go on the moist food or go on your cans, say, you know, of tomatoes or something. You know what I'm talking about? Turn the top upside down and put some food in there, some kibble in there, but four or five pieces and put them in different places around the house. Your cat will have fun searching for those different places the food is, and once your cat understands the game. So
yeah.
that's and burn off some calories at the same time. So it's a good thing for those overweight cats, which we'll be talking about later in the show. But another advantage of it, again, is that they can't scarf down all the food.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You might have just, you know, hit on it, because when he gets these treats, they're, of course, hand-fed to him one at a time. So, and he never brings those up.
Yeah. However, if my suggestion doesn't work, it really can be an issue with your cat's bowels. Yes, and you really do need to go back to the veterinarian if that's the case.
Okay.
So if this doesn't work, it might well be a physiological problem. And
yeah.
it might be, you might need to do something more than just switch brands of food.
All righty. Well, you've given us something to work on.
And you know, for cats, it's never a bad idea. I've come to this place philosophically where I say what I'm about to say to you. So get ready. It's not a bad idea to feed cats, I'm not talking about dogs, talking about cats, at least some portion of their food, moist food.
Uh-huh.
So
mix it up a bit, yeah.
Yeah, and there are several different reasons for that. But if you feed some moist food and some dry food, mm-hmm. and anytime you change food for a dog or a cat, do it gradually.
Yeah, yeah.
That might help the problem also.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. It was worth the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Liv.
Thank you.
You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. And just like my fan page. I like you. I hope you like me too. Also, if you go to my blog, stevedale.tv, not only will you find all the pet news that is worth reporting on, you will also see a special tab there called Stop Lyme. This is very, very important for me because I know that tick disease is an epidemic in America. Veterinarians have been talking about it. Human physicians, some of them are, some of them are not on board. Well, what's happening right now in Pennsylvania is kind of scary, and I'll tell you about that next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
and say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat!
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I know spring has sprung, but it's still early in the season for me to talk about this. Tick disease is kind of going crazy around America, specifically in Pennsylvania. So here's what's happening, and I'll tell you why this is scary. Well, some of it's obvious, but I will tell you why it's even more scarier than you might think in a moment. So what's happening in Pennsylvania, specifically around the Pittsburgh area, is dogs are being diagnosed far more than they typically would be for Lyme disease. So veterinary clinics that had one or two dogs come in maybe a week and would diagnose those dogs for Lyme, now it's three times or four times as many dogs. So it's not overwhelming, but anytime you have three or four times as much of any disease, that's certainly a red flag, isn't it? And Lyme disease in dogs can be debilitating. Sometimes their dogs just seem to feel fine. We don't know, though. So if a dog gets up in the morning and is running a slight fever, how would you know? If a dog gets up in the morning and has a headache and is kind of achy, how would you know? Dogs don't have any way to tell us. Those are similar to signs or symptoms of Lyme disease in people. Sometimes dogs limp. I mean, that's how achy they are. It's mistaken for arthritis very often, and the limping can vary. So Monday, it's on the right front leg, and Tuesday, it's on the back left leg. And then Wednesday, it's on a different leg altogether. That sometimes is the case. Sometimes they really do clearly not seem to feel well. They're absolutely unwell. You know, so it really depends on the dog and how many times the dog is reinfected, and also if they are co-infected. So here's what ticks do, because they like to share. Sometimes they will give a dog, say, Lyme disease and also a nasty disease called anaplasmosis at the same time. So now you've got a dog suffering from two tick diseases. And if the dog on top of that was previously bitten and infected, now you've got potentially a kind of a scary situation going on. Easy enough to prevent in our dogs. Far more easy than it is for us. So there are a variety of veterinary products that are out there that work really, really well. Talk to your veterinarian. Which product do you use? Well, it depends on the lifestyle you have. It depends on where you travel to and also where you live, because there are different tick species in different parts of the country, and they carry different tick diseases. So your veterinarian is the right person to ask. Just don't go to the big box store and say, oh, that box is a pretty color red. I like that. Or I can reach this one, and that one is way up on the shelf. I can't get to it. Or this is a name of a product that's familiar to me, so I'll buy it. Or this one's $3 cheaper. So No. Ask your veterinarian, really, which is the best one for you. Now, by the way, what they've begun to see in Pennsylvania, predictive, because you see, dogs are a sentinel for tick disease in people. So if indeed it's happening in dogs, it will be and is happening in people. And that's what they've begun to see, unfortunately, in Pennsylvania. Now, the scary part about all this, aside from the fact that it's happening, the scariest part, where are we? We're at the end of March. This is not supposed to be happening to the extent that it is. It's way early. Yes, dogs do get tick disease in March, April, and May, but its height for Lyme is actually in the fall. In the fall, we are nowhere near there. So that's the part that's actually kind of scary. For more information, go to my website, stevedale.tv. There's a tab called Stop Lyme, and I have lots of information right there. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. More of your calls next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby.
All we need is somebody to lean on.
In organized veterinary medicine, there are lots of people that step forward. They become leaders on board after board after board. Dr. Rod Yopi, you're one of those.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for the contribution that you make that most pet owners, of course, would have no idea. But there are a lot like you that say, I'm going to step up. I'm going to be a leader here. A part of what you do and a part of your focus is the human-animal bond. In fact, you're on the board of directors of the American Association of Human-Animal Bond Veterinarians.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, actually. So tell me what the organization is first.
Well, the organization has been around for a long time, and we're actually at the point of maybe having a name change and a different type of focus. We want to not be exclusive to veterinarians. We would like to invite technicians, sociologists, other people that take part in the human-animal bond in veterinary practices. And so I think the organization is out there to raise that level of awareness to veterinarians, veterinary teams, and to the general public, the importance of the human-animal bond. Sometimes we hear about human-animal conflicts, and sometimes we hear about One Health issues, diseases transmissible from animals to people. Mm-hmm. We need to ensure that everyone puts the human-animal bond first.
And this organization has been talking about that for a long time. Now it's become actually a trendier thing to talk about, and it turns out that having a pet is truly very good for us.
It's amazing. Now when you go to a human medical person, they are starting to understand the value of the human-animal bond. We have pet therapy. We have animals involved in all levels of our life. I have a wildlife center. There's a human-animal bond that takes place there. So there's a bond that takes place between the people in a veterinary hospital and the pets that come in and the owner that's there. And it's very intricate and complex, yet simple in many ways.
You know, having a focus on animal behavior, which I do, I'm well aware of the fact that the number one reason why pets die in America isn't cancer or kidney disease. It's actually behavior problems that occur, and then the animal is relinquished because of one factor. It's not the behavior problem itself. It's that the bond fractures between the person or the family and the pet.
Well, I think, you know, what is critically important in the bond is right from day one, when a person gets a pet, the veterinarian has to understand it, the pet owner has to understand it, and it has to be talked about. And part of developing that bond is how you relate to your pet, how do you teach the pet how to get along within the family. And I think behavior is a very, very important area. I mean, one of the big problems in our world is overpopulation of pets because of pound agencies and so on. Pets get relinquished. Mm-hmm. That's the number one cause of death in companion animals.
Right.
We need to embrace that bond from day one. And I think now, in the last 5 to 10 years, it's huge. The changes that we're seeing in the public professionals, it's just a fantastic change.
You know, when a pet passes away, I would argue the loss can be as profound as, in some ways, he says, as even a spouse die. You know, I say that carefully, but I mean, the truth is that you may have arguments with your spouse. Yeah. You rarely have one with your pet. Your pet is there every day. Your spouse may travel for work. Maybe you're home a lot and your spouse isn't, or your significant other. Your pet is there all the time. And while I don't literally mean to make that comparison, I really, really don't. But what I am saying is that we're only beginning to now understand how profound that loss can be.
Well, you know, we see that sort of thing in surveys all the time. I mean, you ask pet owners, if they're stranded on a desert island, would they prefer to have their spouse, a friend, or a pet? And the pet is out there.
Yes.
And so pets are really an important part of the family. And it's, I think that really in the last 10 years, it's changed immensely, and it's going to continue to change. Pets help children. They help children in terms of immune-related disease. They help children that are going through anxiety or other issues. A lot of people that have been in prison or people that have been in the military, their pet becomes so important to them.
Absolutely right. For further information, go to the American Association of Human-Animal Bond Veterinarians. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We are all about you. Your telephone call's next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
He's smarter than your average bear. And not as grouchy. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Did you get all that? Christina in Illinois, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's happening?
Well, I have a dog that we adopted a couple of years ago that seems to be having some separation anxiety.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, what is going on to make you think that?
Well, he paces, and he, just in his mannerisms, the way he's behaving, he seems like he's incredibly anxious.
All the time?
All the time? I don't want to say all the time, but often.
So Why separation anxiety? Why is this happen only when you're about to leave the house?
It seems to, yes. And then when we come back, we are usually left with presents, puddles, and poop.
Okay. So, is the dog otherwise house trained?
He is house trained, yes. And this actually goes through in phases. So we'll have a really, really bad phase where we can't even, you know, work out and outside while he's in the house without him going in the house.
Right.
Or a matter of just leaving for a couple of hours and coming home, and it's
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So what? A couple of things all at once I'm going to throw at you. First of all, you do have, it seems, also a generally anxious dog, perhaps. So check this out. It's a product called Anxetane.
Okay.
And it's not a pharmaceutical.
Okay.
And it's not a nutritional supplement. It's both. It's a nutraceutical. And, but you don't need a prescription or anything, and there's no downside. And for a lot of dogs, it kind of tones it down a notch. This is not going to solve the world's problems for you. But if you have a slightly less anxious dog, that's a good thing. And also, a pheromone product called Adaptil. For your dog, I'd get the collar. There's also a diffuser you can plug into the wall, but if you get the collar, it goes with the dog wherever the dog goes, obviously. So, but choose one or the other. And it's a pheromone that tends to relax the dog just a little bit. Again, kind of takes off the edge.
Okay.
Now, will the self-separation anxiety, if it is serious, absolute separation distress? No, it's not. Is it going to help you to deal with it a little bit? And more importantly, the dog feel not quite as anxious, maybe even before you go? Well, yeah, conceivably it might help there. So that would be one step. Another step I would take, especially since this is a fairly newly adopted dog, for a whole lot of reasons, is to, how old's the dog?
About 7.5.
Years old?
Yes.
Well, good for you for adopting an older dog.
Yeah.
If the shelter you adopted the dog from, or if you know a dog trainer in your community that you know does positive reinforcement and has a fun dog training class, take the dog to a training class. And it is not about the dog knowing sit, stay, down, roll over. It is about you having an enhanced relationship with that dog. It'll cement the bond that I'm sure began to happen the second you adopted the dog. But it will make it even stronger, if you will. But what I'm really after isn't all that. It's giving the dog some confidence. So even if the dog is in a class that's a basic class and the dog knows all the stuff, dogs can feel better about themselves as people can, as crazy as this sounds. It's true if they are more confident. And a dog that is less confident is more likely to have separation issues. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it, but at least to me it does, and it does seem to help some dogs. So that's another thing. Another thing I would do is do some beginning behavior modification. So first of all, common sense, up the exercise within what is appropriate for your dog's physical ability. Don't overdo it. I don't want you to call me back, my dog doesn't have separation anxiety anymore, but tore three ligaments. No, nothing like that. So, but make sure your dog is well exercised. And also make sure the dog has done his or her business before you leave the house. Common sense. And I'll tell you, a dog with separation anxiety is going to find it, for some dogs, they're going to get so distressed that even if the dog went to the bathroom like twice right before you left, they're going to find something in them and they're going to leave it for you. But still, going to the bathroom before you leave, if you can do that, even if the dog is house trained, even if you're going an hour, makes total sense because the dog is somewhat less likely to have that accident.
Okay.
Now, there's more. What I want you to do is, you say your dog gets upset when you're about to leave. Your dog knows. It's as if your dog has looked at your Outlook calendar and knows you're about to leave. And as you get ready to leave and are hurrying up because you just took a shower and now you've got to get dressed and now you've got to get your purse. Oh, no, I'm switching purses. And all those things you do before you leave the house, at that point in time, does your dog get anxious?
He seems to pace, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So
he's one that needs to be under your foot, so he senses that.
All right, so what we want to do is to eradicate those cues, and there's a couple of different ways to do it. One is to take a weekend, especially if you can, a three-day weekend, and practice going nowhere. So I want you to be the best actress you can possibly be. Pretend like you're really going. Get yourself all psyched up and all those neurons that are firing because you're all, oh, my God, I'm running late and all those things that happen for all of us. I want you to really do a good acting job. Go to the door, go out the door, and then come back in and sit down and watch TV nonchalantly. Ignore your dog.
Okay.
Then I want you to do it 5 minutes later again, and this time leave for 5 seconds.
Okay.
The next time, leave for 10 seconds. At the point that your dog is showing distress or overexcitability when you come home, then you've gone too far. So if you're up to the point of 5 minutes and your dog is expressing that, then back it up to 3 minutes.
Okay.
And what I want your dog to do is two things. First of all, learn to ignore the cues and not get all upset before you go. That helps actually with separation anxiety. And separation anxiety is generally at its worst the first 5 or 15 minutes, somewhere in there, after you leave. An hour later, most dogs, not all, settle down. Second thing is dogs that have this problem. All dogs are happy to see us when we come home, but these dogs seem hyper-excited, even more excited. So the other thing I want you to do when you come home is I want you to ignore your dog, as hard as that is for you to do. When your dog finally calms down, just go about your business.
Okay.
Don't be nasty to the dog. Just go about it. So, and you can say, what's your dog's name?
Max.
So, hi, Max. And just go about your business. Oh, I wanted to put this in the oven, and I wanted, oh, I haven't read the paper yet. Just go about whatever you need to do. You know, or if you're going to take Max out. But just be very calm about it. And when Max finally calms down, which could take 20 minutes the first time you try this, then pet Max and say hello to Max. And Max, over time, will learn that I have to be a bit calmer, otherwise she's not going to say hello to me, which is all Max wants.
Okay.
Do you follow that?
Yeah,
I mean, we tend to, before we leave the house with our dogs, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, before you leave to go grocery shopping, what's your husband's name?
Doug.
Doug, do you say, Doug, I'm about to go to the store. Oh, my Doug, I love you so much. I may never see you again. You are my heart. You are everything to me. You are the greatest man alive. Do you do that?
No.
Okay. But we tend to do that with our dogs. And when we come home, we do the same thing. I missed you so much, Doug. You are the best. I love you. I love you. I love you. Well, we do that with our dogs. And that only, for many dogs, it's fine. But for dogs with separation anxiety, it really can make matters worse, so don't be dramatic. Cut the drama. See if any of that helps, and if it doesn't, ultimately what you may need to do is contact a veterinary behaviorist.
Okay.
Coming up next are dizzying. Did that word come out right? You know, when you go run in circles, you get dizzy? Are dizzying? Email question of the week. You can email me your questions, dizzy or not, steve@petworldradio.net.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat!
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn
more. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the program, you heard me talk about... It's really an epidemic. I mean, really, I'm not just kind of like making that up. It truly, the veterinary parasitologists call tick disease spreading across America is an epidemic. Am I going too far? We'll talk about that next week on the show with a veterinary parasitologist.
3 simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, we recently adopted a 3-year-old golden retriever who chases her tail and pulls out her hair when she gets a hold of it. Is this just a bad habit or is the dog mentally challenged? I've offered her a Kong and tennis balls to try to distract her, which has helped some. So, first of all, you need to see your veterinarian to rule out allergies and to rule out including flea allergies. I know it's not likely and you probably are using an appropriate flea preventive, but what if you're not? And flea allergy dermatitis, allergic to fleas, is actually the number one allergy in dogs, but it could be another allergy. It could be that her anal glands back there need expressing. So it could be that something hurts back there. Or is annoying, and that is why she's going around in those circles you describe. Now, if you can distract her, if you can do that, generally we say, if it's effective, that distraction is effective for a while, that further indicates there's something medical going on, or that it's not a quote-unquote the compulsive behavior, that it could be boredom, it could be accidentally, at some point, somebody reinforced the dog for doing that by laughing or by saying, oh, look at that doggy doing that. And dogs love and will do anything for attention or positive reinforcement. Now, it might also be a compulsive behavior or what veterinary behaviorist Dr. Nick Dodman, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, called psychosis in dogs. And it could be that the dog is tail chasing for that reason. If you rule out the medical, and you should, and if distraction doesn't prove to really work, and apparently it kind of works for a while, so offering further enrichment, more for the dog to do, more things for the dog to do. So if that does not help, then really you do need to see a veterinary behaviorist. You can go to dacvb.org, Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists, or a veterinarian interested in animal behavior, the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior, avsabonline.org. It's a lot to write down. Or a certified, one of me, I'm one of these, a certified animal behavior consultant at iaabc.org, which is the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. Or... for any of that, just check out my website, stevedale.tv, because I have all those links available right on the website. One more for you. If you have a question yourself, email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation with Dr. Elizabeth Colloran about veterinary practices that are making life a whole lot easier for cats and cat owners.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity, but this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Elizabeth Collarin, in veterinary medicine, your name has become synonymous to some extent with these three words, cat-friendly practices. So veterinarians increasingly understand what this commitment is all about. So first off, tell me what it is.
Cat Friendly Practice is an effort to solve a problem, and that is that cats and their owners don't have a very good experience in the veterinary setting. And what that results in is that cats don't get seen by veterinarians on a regular basis. So we know that there's statistics out there that show it. So what we're trying to do is to change the experience that they have so that cats will be seen regularly for regular health care. And so some of the diseases that we can actually cure when we find them early are actually addressed. And we can do the regular community wellness that's so important, like vaccinations and parasite control.
The American Association of Feline Practitioners a couple of years ago realized all this and said, we're going to take a stand. We're going to do something about it. We're going to take ownership of this problem. We want to see cats more, and it's our responsibility in part to do that, to make things easier, to make things better for the cat owner. Have I got it?
You're absolutely right. And what it is an online, self-paced program, so you don't need to go anywhere to get this kind of education or these kind of techniques. You just go online and put your team together and use this as an opportunity to build the practice culture around doing it best for cats.
Okay, so that's what the veterinarian does, but also what the veterinarian does and the veterinary nurses, I would argue as well, is they offer advice to pet owners. And it really begins when the carrier comes out. Let's start at the very beginning, because if you can't get that cat into a carrier, that cat can't see you.
You're absolutely right, and there's a wonderful brochure on the catvets.com website about how to get your cat to the veterinarian. And what it basically says is, do what I do. You put your carrier in the living room, clean it up, put some nice bedding in it, leave the door open, and let your cat, who is a territorial animal, see that carrier as part of his home range. And when they do that, then they become accustomed to seeing that carrier. And my cats actually nap in theirs now. So now when they get into the carrier, it's not a hassle.
And what's more, to encourage the cat to go in there, you put the cat's food in there, you put treats in there. There's a whole protocol which is described in these brochures. And you have another on enrichment, enriching the cat's lives. So it's great that we're keeping them indoors, but we want them to do things.
There's a big responsibility that comes with making a solitary hunter an indoor cat. And it's our responsibility to give them the kind of richness in their lives that they need so badly. They need to act out their natural hunting instincts. And the way they do that is fun. It's play. So, but it is a responsibility.
So cat-friendly practices, how does someone, a cat owner, someone who loves their cat, wants the best for their cat, how do we find out about this?
You go to catvets.com, and there's a button for a searchable database of cat-friendly practices. There are over 1,000 certified cat-friendly practices in the United States and over 650 that are in the process of becoming so. So there are going to be more and more of them all the time, and they'll be easier and easier to find.
And to make it clear, these are hoops, if you will, that the practices that your veterinary practice that you may go to has to go through to become cat-friendlier. And may I also say, not only for the cats, but for the people who bring their cats as well.
Sure, of course. I can't even tell you how many times people have apologized for their cat's behavior. What we want this to be is a calm, soothing environment where cats and owners can be pleased with the way they're being treated. And that kind of experience will bring them back.
Excellent. Dr. Elizabeth Collarin, American Association of Feline Practitioners, catvets.com.
Correct.
So I spoke earlier in the program about ticks and how in Pennsylvania right now, the state is being inundated with Lyme disease transmitted by ticks. And by the way, it can't be only Lyme disease, because a percent of the time that is significant, ticks like to share, they co-infect us with another disease as well. Well, dogs turn out to be sentinel for tick disease, and what's happening in Pennsylvania is veterinarians are reporting it. So ultimately, and it's begun to happen, that medical doctors are now seeing it in people. And what I am a supporter of is working more closely with the medical community and the veterinary community together, because so much is unknown, first of all, about tick disease, and both those communities can learn from one another. But in addition, what I said is true, that if dogs are having tick disease somewhere, then people will have tick disease in that same place. We will talk about all of this next week right here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey,
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800.
Biz Talk Radio.